بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أربع من كنا فيه كان منافقا خالصا. Still in this chapter, that it is forbidden to lie, the evils of lying, of making false statements, etc., which also unfortunately is very common, whether it is between husband and wife, whether it is in the general public, and people don't give it a second thought. They just go on lying and don't even think that it is a sin. It is also a major sin. And until a person does not intentionally make tawbah from it, it is not forgiven. It is a major sin as well. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma further narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four qualities in whom they are, then that person is a pure and complete munafiq, hypocrite. So we should consider and think seriously whether these qualities are within us. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِنْ نِفَاقٍ حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا. And a person who has got one or two qualities, then he's got so much of munafaqat, of hypocrisy in him, until he gives it up and he becomes a pure Muslim. So we should check ourselves whether we have got these qualities of nifaq and hypocrisy in us. The first one, إِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. When he is trusted, he betrays that trust. That is, when amanat is given to him, whatever, even if somebody told you something, don't tell anyone. It is an amanat also. And all, every type of amanat, a person who betrays the trust that is put in him, that person has got a quality of munafaqat and hypocrisy. وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. And whenever he speaks, then he lies. He's got a habit of lying. Some people, just for no reason also, and they just keep on lying, and they just make all excuses and for lies. So that is the second quality. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرَ. And when he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. He never keeps to his word. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ. And whenever there is an argument, he can't sort it out keeping his tongue under control, etc. He starts becoming vulgar, starts swearing, raising his voice, shouting, swearing, etc. So those are the four qualities of a munafiq. That whenever a trust is placed in him, he betrays it. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he has to have an argument, there is a dispute, then he comes down into evil and bad language, foul language. So we should check ourselves on that and see how much of nifaq and hypocrisy is within us. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من تحلم بحلم لم يره كلف أن يعقد بين شعيرتين ولن يفعل. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person who says, I dream of this, but he didn't dream, he's lying about his dream. Lying is a major sin, and to lie about a dream is even a more bigger and major sin. So he says, I dream this and I dream that, but he didn't. That person, the punishment of it will be that he will have to tie two seeds of barley together on the day of Qiyamah, and he won't be able to do that. وَمَنْ إِسْتَمَعَ إِلَى حَدِيثِ قَوْمٍ وَهُمْ لَهُ كَارِهُونَ سُبَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ الْآنُوكِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And a person who listens to other people's talks, who spies eavesdropping and listening to other people what they don't want him to listen, and he's spying upon them and listening them, melted lead will be poured in his ear on the day of Qiyamah for trying to find out the secrets of other people. وَمَنْ صَوَّرَ سُورَةً عُذِّبَ وَكُلِّفَ أَنْ يَنْفُخَ فِيهَا الرُّوحَ وَلَيْسَ بِنَافِخٍ. And a person who makes a picture, whichever type it might be, he draws it with a pencil, he takes a picture with a camera or digital photo, whatever type of photo a person takes, he will be given this adab, that he will be told that put life in this. And he will never be able to do that. So photography in all its form is also totally haram. And whatever photography leads to, whether it is TV then, videos, etc., wherever photography is included, this is totally haram as well. So these types of lies have been equated. And in another hadith it comes, the worst punishment that will be given to a person on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who takes photos. Al-Musawwirun, those who take photos, and today this has also become common on the phone. Little children are all the time taking photos of one another. Grown-ups are taking photos. Many people have got a picture of their child on their phone, etc. And these are all major sins. And such sins which are regarded as the worst sin. And coupled with that sin is this of saying a dream which you did not actually see, which you are lying about. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفر الفراء أن يري الرجل عينيه ما لم تريا. The worst of lies is that a person says that he dream of something which he did not dream. Many people in some issue, to try and resolve the issue and prove it, they say that we dreamt this and this, we were inspired with that. This is all totally haram, to present dreams which a person did not see. The next hadith is a little lengthy hadith. We'll just do the first part. وعن سمر بن جندب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مما يكثر أن يقول لأصحابه. Hazrat Sumra ibn Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the various habits that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, one which he did a lot, that he would say to his Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and this would be usually after the Fajr namaz, هل رها أحد منكم من رؤيا؟ Has any one of you seen a dream tonight? In the night that has passed, has anyone seen a dream? And this was very common, and very often Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask the Sahaba. For on one occasion, فَيَقُصُّ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَقُصَّ. Then whoever had seen some dream, they would narrate it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّهُ قَالَ لَنَا ذَاتَ غَدَاتٍ. One morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself told us his dream that he had, which was Mi'raj. Mi'raj physically, bodily had taken place one time. And besides that, many times in the dreams of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah granted him Mi'raj. So on this one occasion, إِنَّهُ أَتَانِ أَلَّيْلَةَ آتِيَانِ. Two people came to me at night in my dream. That means two farishtas came. وَإِنَّهُمَا قَالَ لِي انْطَلِقْ. And they said to me, come, walk, let us go. Let us go for a walk. وَإِنِّي انْطَلَقْتُ مَعَهُمَا. I walked with them. وَإِنَّا أَتَيْنَا عَلَى رَجُلٍ مُذْتَجِعٍ. We came to a person in our walk that was lying down. وَإِذَا آخَرُ قَائِمٌ عَلَيْهِ بِصَخْرَةٍ. And there was another person standing by him with a boulder, a big rock in his hand. وَإِذَا هُوَ يَحْوِي بِصَخْرَةِ لِرَأْسِهِ. And then this person took this boulder, this rock, and he threw it on this person's head. فَيَثْلَغُ رَأْسَهُ. And he crushed his head to pieces. Nothing was left. فَيَتَدَحْدَهُ الْأَحَجَرُ. And then the stone rolled away to a certain little distance. فَيَتْبَعُهُ الْأَحَجَرُ. And then that person who was standing went behind the stone and فَيَأْخُذَهُ. And he retook that stone for a second time, that boulder. فَلَا يَرْجُعُ إِلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَصِحَّ رَأْسُهُ. And then when he returned to this person, by then his head had become right already. Yet it had become as it was before, it was right again. كَمَا كَانَ ثُمَّ يَعُودُ عَلَيْهِ فَيَفْعَلُ بِهِ مِثْلَ مَا فَعَلَ الْمَرَّةِ الْأُولَى. And then he did the same thing. He crushed his head with that boulder again. In other words, this was carrying on the punishment in Jahannam for this person. It was carrying on that this person with this boulder was crushing his head. He brings it back. By then his head is right and he crushes it again the next time. قَالَ قُلْتُ لَهُمَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked those two people, farishtas, Subhanallah, ma hadha? Allah subhanallah in surprise. What terrible punishment is this? Why is this happening? For what is this punishment? قَالَ لِي انطلق انطلق. They told me, come, carry on, carry on. We still got a long way. What it was all meant will come later in the hadith. The first punishment that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made to witness of this person crushing another person's head all the time. And the chapter is with regard to lying. We should keep in mind, we should try and avoid lying. And all these are the sins with regard to the tongue. When the tongue is not under control and we just want to jab all the time, then a person falls into backbiting, into lying, rumor mongering, all the terrible major sins a person gets involved in. So a person must learn to control his tongue.